Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Jay Nitschke. She's with the James River Humane Society. And Jay, welcome back to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course, we appreciate you joining us, Jay, and keeping us up to speed with the latest on the James River Humane Society. And, you know, we are all working through this gross snow that we've got now, and we're dealing with that ongoing pandemic. But Jay, today we wanted to talk about getting a cat or dog. And right now actually would be one of the best times to adopt a cat or dog, right?
Well, it's not a bad time at all, because I don't know if I'd say best, but there's never a bad time as far as I'm concerned. But certainly a good time in the regard that people are home. And so you bring the new pet into your home. You've got time to be with the pet, for the pet to get to know you better, for you to get to know the pet, for the pet to get used to your home and your home life. And you've got a little time. You can take, if it's a dog, you can take it for a walk, just to get together. The other thing that is so nice about a cat or a dog right now is a lot of people are home alone. And I'll tell you what, that pet can bring you so much comfort. Fill your days with joy and make it so you don't feel so lonely.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And what better way than to also help support the James River Humane Society? Again, I remind people it is a nonprofit no-kill shelter. And Jay, right now, you know, like I said, we're kind of in that moment of quarantining and self-isolation. So adopting an animal right now, you'd be home with them. But how are the crew and everybody doing at the Humane Society during this time?
Well, the crew's doing good. And before we talk about that, one of the things I said to a friend one day, she said something about this quarantine. She said, I feel like I want somebody to come and get me out of here. And I said, that's exactly how our pets at the shelter feel.
Wow.
They want somebody to come and get them out of there and take them home. So think about that when you're thinking about how you're feeling, and think about the pets. But Camille and the crew at the shelter are doing fantastic. All of our volunteers and all of our workers, they are, and Sheila and with the cats and everybody is coming in and doing all they can to keep the shelter running, to keep everything going as smooth as they can. They're trying to remember to be distant from one another as much as they can, but they are doing their job for the animals. And they are keeping the place running well, and they are keeping all of the animals fed well and safe. We are so proud of them.
Absolutely. And it's really good to know from that standpoint that the animals are still being cared for during this time. Jay Nitschke again, James River Humane Society, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. So, Jay, real quick, before we get an update here on Liberty, I'm excited to get an update on her. People are more than welcome, you know, if they still want to be socially distancing and staying at home. There's several ways they can still view all the pets that you can adopt at James River Humane Society.
The best way to do it right now is to go to petfinder.com, and then you type in James River Humane Society, and you will get pictures of every animal we've got. In fact, we got a brand new cat in last night, and that cat is on that site. Sheila got it up and posted right away.
Wow.
So you can go there and see everything we've got. And then what you do is you call Camille at the shelter and you make an appointment to come see the animal that you like. We're not just open for business like normal, just because we can't have a bunch of people coming and going. But what we are doing is you call, you make an appointment, you come, and that's been working. We have adopted out a lot of animals.
I'm glad to hear that. That's a good thing to hear through the James River Humane Society. So Jay, again, we've talked about adopting cats and dogs right now. You can go online and view all the cats and dogs that are adoptable. But you'd also like to give an update here on Liberty. Liberty underwent her surgery, and it sounds like she's doing very well, right?
Liberty is doing absolutely excellent. Okay. Absolutely excellent. Just will not be long before Liberty's available for adoption. And through her surgery exceedingly well, is just doing wonderful. We are so happy for her.
Absolutely.
And so thankful for all of the help we got to get her healthy.
Right. So anybody who's listening who may have helped get Liberty healthy and get through that very, very big surgery, thank you for that. And Jay, if anybody has questions right now about the James River Humane Society, there's several ways they can reach out to you and see if they can help out or adopt or just volunteer when it comes to that time, right?
Oh, exactly. We can always use more volunteers, and we appreciate everybody. And right now, particularly, the one thing I think is absolutely wonderful. If you get on our pet finder and you go to James River and you find a cat that you really like, you can call. She told me I could give her number out. You can call our cat manager direct. Her number is 367-6913, and she will help you and set you up and do whatever she can to get you and your cat situated and together.
Very good. Well, Jay, we appreciate you taking some time and joining us here today and getting us up to speed with the James River Humane Society. Hopefully you stay warm and stay safe, okay?
Well, we're trying to do that, and we hope you do too. And remember, if you have any other questions, just call the James River Humane Society, and Camille will help you out as best as she can. And that number is 252-0747.